You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. The green markets of our region have helped to create a local food movement. It excites, delights, and allows for endless culinary explorations in home kitchens and restaurants. While the virtues of local versus organic are regularly parsed, the people who plant, grow, and pick New York's vegetables are often not mentioned. Reporter Aurora Almendrol has the story.
In New York, farm workers labor long hours with no overtime pay and no right to a day of rest. Nor do they have the right to collective bargaining, something Cesar Chavez fought for 50 years ago. But that was in California, and those labor laws don't cross state lines into New York. Antonio Valeriano is a Mexican immigrant who works at a farm in the Hudson Valley. He says he wakes up at 5 in the morning so he can be out in the fields by 6. He's often on the clock until 8 at night and as late as 10 p.m. when the harvest is at its busiest. He's part of a crew of 12 men who spend the day tending the fields. When the sun goes down, they move to the packing house, where bruised fruit is turned to cider, and the produce of the day is washed, bunched, and prepped for market. Like many farm workers, they live in a grower-provided labor camp, which on this farm means a run-down old house on the property, where they sleep 3 to a room. When they get back to the house, the men cook dinner in shifts.
Algo que se pueda hacer rápido, porque le digo luego tenemos que ir a descansar, pues. O sea, lo que más queremos es ya descansar. Entonces hacemos cositas no muy complicadas, sino que cositas un poquito más que se pueda cocinar rápido, pues.
Something quick. More than anything, they want to rest. For dinner, they're warming tortillas, cans of tomato sauce, and shrimp-flavored cup of noodles. Valeriano says farming is hard work, and they almost never have time to rest. But he isn't complaining. Gerardo Gutierrez is an attorney working with the Rural Migrant Ministry in Poughkeepsie.
This is an issue that is not only a human rights issue, it's a labor issue, it's a moral issue.
He's campaigning to remove the exclusions that keep farm workers from having the same rights as all other New York State workers.
No matter how you slice it, this is an issue that is no-brainer. We need to give these people some rights.
Gutierrez says farm workers work 60 to 80 hours, sometimes 7 days a week. The farm workers are often happy to work the extra hours, but the no overtime pay provision means that growers are capitalizing on labor that's not being paid at time and a half after 40 hours. The campaign for farm workers' rights has met with opposition from the New York Farm Bureau, the organization that represents farmers' interests. While they support the right to a day of rest, they believe that the right to overtime pay and the right to collective bargaining isn't appropriate for the seasonal nature of New York agriculture. John Glabocki is a fifth-generation farmer in the fertile black dirt region of Orange County, New York.
We grow on 120 acres of black dirt, and it's kind of what you see out here. Just all different kind of vegetables, and I have crew out there picking vegetables right now.
He has stands in 21 farmers markets in the city. In his packing house are piles of vegetables like lacinato kale, Kirby cucumbers, hardneck garlic, and purple carrots. It's the sort of locally grown farmers market fare that New Yorkers have demanded. But this kind of multi-crop farming is labor-intensive. He estimates that labor costs already make up half of what he charges for any given vegetable. But unlike the Farm Bureau, Glabocki supports the idea of overtime pay for his workers. He just doesn't see how it can be economically viable.
It all comes down to what the grower is getting for his product. You know, if we were getting tremendous profit for what we sell, I'm sure we'd be able to offer more. But we can't.
Glabocki calculates that either consumers will have to pay more for their vegetables, or tax breaks or other provisions have to be made for growers to offset the higher cost in labor. Small and medium-sized growers like Glabocki are at the heart of New York's locally grown food movement. It's a group that Maggie Gray, a professor of political science at Adelphi University, has been researching for her book on labor and food ethics. She says that while consumers have demanded things like organic seeds and better treatment for farm animals, this merging of food and ethics hasn't extended to farm workers. She relates a conversation she had with a small farmer.
I asked him directly, I said, why do you think it is that consumers seem so much more concerned about animals than they do about the workers themselves? And without hesitation, he looked at me and he said, they don't eat the workers.
Immigrant farm workers subsidize the farm-to-table lifestyle with their labor, but they're easy to ignore. There's no quick solution that will allow growers to pay their workers higher wages or overtime. But those advocating for farm workers agree that like heirloom varieties, chemical-free practices, and local fresh produce, workers' rights will come at a cost. What they don't know is whether consumers are willing to pay the price. I'm Aurora Almendral for WNYC.
Aurora's story comes to us from Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.